Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live. We're talking to Michael in Florida. We're going back to him in a moment. He asked, you know, why can't we get a good president? Look, Kennedy wasn't perfect, but he really was trying to get a real civil rights movement going. He was going to end the Vietnam War. He stopped a nuclear war after the Cuban Missile Crisis. He was going to abolish the Federal Reserve. He signed the executive order to start that. And they killed him. And, again, he wasn't perfect. I mean, I've actually studied him. His brother, Bobby Kennedy, wanted to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Honduras to blame it on them to be able to invade, and his brother overruled him. But then Bobby kind of woke up later and was against stuff, and they killed him, too. Reagan was the president for a little while until he got shot. I know people that knew Reagan. I mean, he was actually anti-New World Order. He was kind of a communist at first, and that's on record. And then he got into John Birch stuff and really wanted to be a president. That's when he was governor. He was Bohemian Grove. You know, the point is, not all these guys are evil. But they get into the power structure, and you get killed if you don't play ball. But Clinton, Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Obama, I mean, these are bad people. But with people like Bush Jr. and Obama, man, it's teleprompter city. Obama's watching Sports Center, playing basketball, taking naps, you know, going to the theater. He's having a good time. I'm not saying he couldn't be president. He's obviously a real smart guy. But, I mean, I get hating Obama. And I just hate Obama. People like it on the radio, and it's fun to hate somebody. But it's kind of like I did in Bush's second term. I'm like, look, he's a front man. But you have to destroy the cult of Obama, or they're going to get their whole agenda through. America's never been perfect, but because it had some property rights, it became the wealthiest country in the world. But then, when you become wealthy, you become the new empire, so then we've turned into that. So we get 50, 60%, depending on the four-year cycle, turnouts for president. We had low turnout this cycle for both parties. We get 8.2, 8.4 locally is the national average. Turnout. We need to get local turnouts up. We need to expose the voting fraud. You could have people run as New World Order candidates and then double-cross the globalist. They do that, and I'm not saying do that, but this is a war, and I've tried to have that debate with listeners. Do we morally have businessmen and other people act like they're globalists to get into city council and to get into state houses to double-cross the New World Order? You know, that's what you do in war. They've done that to us. I think the frontal assault's the way to go. Just discredit them, attack them, speak out against them, and ask people that serve the system, you really like where this is going? You care about your kids? Because everybody, even evil people, deep down, a lot of them don't care about their kids. A lot of evil people were squashed when they were young, and they have this feeling of innate human strength, but they believe that if they cheat, they'll get ahead. But that never really gives value. Real value is in doing things on the good path, as best you can. Doesn't mean you're not going to slip off the path. Doesn't mean in a moment of competitiveness you're not going to do something bad. But if you're not trying to govern yourself, well, you're going to slide right down into hell. Does that answer your question, Michael?
Kind of. And I have one last question. When they're trying to take our guns right now, like, what phase of tyranny are we in right now? That's my last question.
Well, we're in a stalemate. And I think, man, these are great questions. We're in a stalemate where the gun culture... Like, where's that Austin Chronicle thing with the lady hunting? Is that out there now? I mean, all these women's magazines, whenever I'm at the store and women's magazines my wife takes, it's like women shooting, women hunting, women boxing. And what's happened is real feminine power has overtaken the feminist movement, and even liberal publications are capitulating to guns. I'm going to come back. Stay there still. I want you to have a follow-up question. I want to comment on where are we. We're in a death battle is where we're at.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, the bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. All right, coming up after calls at the bottom of the hour, 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it. Media indulges in debunked hysteria while ignoring real crisis by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. We've got one of our reports up at drudgereport.com today. Spain threatens to deport filmmaker over anti-Islam film. Video. Documentary questions whether Prophet Muhammad was child molester. Folks, when the media gives one of these things attention and pre-hypes it, they're about to use this as an excuse for Muslims having uprisings in Europe. Europe is already having riots all over the place because they're in a depression, and they're going to just backdrop it like, oh, look, the Muslim threat. We got to take your rights. They're trying to stir them up so they can take your basic liberties. And when the media builds up, oh, they're going to play the film Friday, that's to alert all the Muslim groups to get upset, so that they can keep their anti-Islam stuff going as a pretext to take over liberties in Europe and destroy free speech while bringing in record numbers of Muslims at the same time, and ignore the fact that Western governments, especially NATO, that consortium of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization group, is working with Al-Qaeda. And I can't believe the New York Times yesterday came out and admitted the West is arming Al-Qaeda and basically said the CFR line that, well, we need them, and, you know, they're not that bad, actually. We're going to be friends with Al-Qaeda now until they blow up airliners in the West, which I am predicting will happen in the next 2 years if this continues. We could stop it by exposing it, but remember that when they start shooting down airlines, and that we've got to set up checkpoints now within 5 miles of the airport because these missiles fire to 5,000 feet and they're shooting aircraft that are coming in for landings and taking off. I can see the whole thing. We've got to have checkpoints. We've got to search vehicles on the highways because of the missiles. And I'll be like, oh, the government gave it to them. Shut up, you traitor, you filth. You're an American piece of garbage. I mean, you know, that's how they operate. I'm like, no, actually, the foreign banks run Al-Qaeda. Shut up, you anti-American traitor. Arrest him. Shut him off the radio. You know, a major city just got hit by Al-Qaeda with a suitcase nuke. They're now hyping that. The globalists are setting up for a total takeover. What will trigger it? Something like a bioweapon release or a suitcase nuke. I don't know which one, but the elites are all moving to offshore islands and things. And I've talked to some of them off record, and they just go, oh, my gosh, World War III. And I've been telling you this for years, and it's come out in the news it's happening. So we're going to get into all that. Now, if I can have a document cam on this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, just wherever you're aiming it, I'll put it. Just you aim it wherever you want. There you go. Some of my doodling there. And you can see this article out of the Chronicle. Now, I meant to bring these magazines this morning, but I got busy building Legos with my children and forgot to do it. This is the Austin Chronicle last week. I didn't properly get to this. And in my house, there's these women's magazines just festooning the entire house. I don't think my wife even subscribes to these. We just got on some lists. We got all these women's magazines. And so I'm flipping through them, or I see them laying around, and it's women with guns, women hunting, women, I mean, just everywhere. This is the hottest thing. And I was watching, I think it's Discovery Channel, and they've got these shows with people in Alaska and these women hunting and living off the land with their husbands and how much they love it. And then I know, because I see all the former yuppies, because I've got small children, I go to these homeschool groups, and it's usually doctors, lawyers, scientists, and sometimes they don't even know who I am. And they're going, yes, we're here, you know, preparing for the engineered collapse. Yes, I work in serum developments in microbiology, and you know, there'll be a doctor there at the little party. This has happened like every time. It's like, you don't know who Mr. Jones is? Yes, he's aware of the, he goes, well, I've been aware for 20 years of their program. They tried to invite me into it. Blah, blah, blah. And there's all these, but the point is these women are all hunting and butchering their own food and going to these co-ops and milking their own cows. And then the husbands go in and like are doctors and scientists. And I've been to event after event after event where these homeschoolers, they're middle class or wealthy homeschoolers, and they all know about the New World Order. And then I turn on TV, and this is the new thing. So let me announce to you what this means. The globalists don't fully control the media. They're able to steer it with government money, with propaganda placement, you know, $10 billion a year for pro-Obamacare messages in TV and movies. In fact, guys, type that in. People won't believe it. Just type in... I'm having a brainstorm here on air. This happens all the time. Then I start going 100 directions. Type in, let me give you the exact headline, pro-Obamacare messages to be in movies and TV. And then it's a footnote, by the way, they're paying billions every few months for this. But they don't control every newspaper, every writer, every magazine. There's a lot of oversight. They just say, no protesting in Ground Zero. No police allowed, because so many cops get in Giuliani's face about the bombs. You know, they say no one allowed, unless you agree with the official story, at the JFK Memorial now. And now cops are showing up, arresting people at the park who talk to others. You know, famous researchers, you go talk to people there that are asking you questions. The tourists, they arrest you now. I mean, it's North Korea up in Dallas, and we're on the radio up in Dallas. Very, very scary. It's been newspaper articles like, well, maybe you should. Yeah, there it is. Modern Family, Grey's Anatomy, to feature Obamacare propaganda. Yeah, that's a... What is that? Daily Caller? No, that's the Inquisitor. No. Not feature the propaganda. They're paying for it. Anyway, side issue. Their name for it is behavior placement. Because it's not product placement. It's behavior placement. My term, 15 years old, is propaganda placement. But that's a side issue. I had a caller, about to go back to him, Michael, and we'll go to others. He was asking, you know, where are we on the scale of this fight? Yeah, there's New American Magazine. Taxpayers to fund Hollywood Obamacare propaganda. There you go. And then they've got links to the mainstream news that California officials are overseeing the federal money in Hollywood for the messages. Okay, there you go. It's got links to it right there. Now, the point is, see, that's a mark of North Korea or Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany when the government's involved in things. But they don't run at all. That's why they want fairness doctrine, internet taxes that can be selectively enforced. That's what, because they need to prop up the state-run media. I mean, look, most of these, this has been going on for 50 years or more, but now it's gotten really bad. But most of these big empires of media, they didn't build those empires. Government tax money built CBS, built NBC, built Fox, built CNN. CNN, until a few years ago, now they're cheaper. This is not to do it. They were on military Pentagon satellites, communication satellites. That's why it came out in the Washington Post in 2000. They reported it like it was no big deal. People say, well, I thought the mainstream media lies. No, a lot of it was like, oh, the reason CIA and Pentagon psychological warfare is that CNN, you know, approving all the stories is, well, you know, CNN uses Department of Defense satellites worldwide. See how that works? It is Department of Defense. Google is Department of Defense. And people are like, well, at least it's American. The Department of Defense since 1947, when it became the Department of Defense, is run by the Rothschilds. They own the Federal Reserve. They own the Rockefellers. I told you this decades ago from top researchers in Congress, from the congressional research like Anthony Sutton. It's on record. And what did they do this year? They merged the Rothschild-Rockefeller private wealth. They've not just merged their banks like 2000 publicly. They merged their wealth. Every time they arrest a Russian oligarch, Putin does, the money's gone because they were a Rothschild front. The Rothschilds sued over those claims. Major newspapers lost the suit. The judge said, basically, this suit proved those that you sued. Again, showing they're not all powerful. But look at this right here. If you look at the cover of the Chronicle, their November 30th issue, going out for dinner, and it's about a woman's hunting and butchering camp. Listen, when you butcher an animal, it's not fun to chop them up like you're some psycho and it's a power trip. You just go into a mode, even if you weren't trained in it, you like automatically know how to do it because your ancestors did it over and over again. You're hardwired, just like you smell a woman and you like how she looks and you know what to do. You know, it's all ingrained, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got an article in here showing women hunting. This is the here it is right here, document count. This is the most liberal publication in the known galaxy. The owner of this hates me with a passion, physically runs out of a building if I enter it at some of the film events I've been at. And it shows whole baby feral hog grilled with herbs, white-tailed deer, the women learning how to hunt, learning how to butcher the deer. Now, folks, this is in almost all the women's magazines I run across now. That's winning. We're now winning. So you ask, where are we right now? There's basic hardwiring human coding to want to have the male and female roles, to want to protect your local tribe, to want to be strong, to want to thrive. Then there's globalist scientific dictatorship developed by inbred British royals and others who wanted to find the why they were inbred and why their kids were being born deformed or stillborn. They funded eugenics. Eugenics told them they were the elite. The whole world is set up and following a pre-positioned program that invented computers, everything out of eugenics, biometrics, all of it, all the new sciences come out of this. You have the snake oil salesman of Big Pharma who are literally selling stuff out of the back of a horse-drawn carriage saying it'll cure your eels, make you grow hair on your head, you know, heal you of your rheumatoid arthritis, whatever it is, if you drink this laudanum that was really opium. Well, those companies became ultra-rich. They promised the elites unlimited power, they'd give them funding. They created modern medicine that we're now under, and it's a giant extermination operation. So to answer the question of the caller, where are we in the scale of tyranny? We're in a death battle with our food and water being poisoned, our air being poisoned, being brainwashed, being propagandized, 5,000 levels of safe fluoride in the toothpaste, covered that first hour. All of this, while they're going after our guns and announcing, we'll just take your guns, you know, without a law. you have your Second Amendment, but still we can take them from you. You know, you have a right to have a pop gun on the Blue Moon. Doesn't matter. Suddenly, the liberals are all going out and buying as many guns as they can and deprogramming, going, so they lie and come out and say that Obama is a mandate.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What I'm trying to get at here is this. And then I'll go to your calls. To sell the public like it's a fad or the Christmas toy everybody's got to get that, ooh, Obama won. It's a mandate for, you know, taking your guns and opening the borders and massive tax increases. And then lots of pundits going, ah, white races, you lost. Even though record numbers of, quote, whites who are conservative, you can look it up, didn't vote. They're like, this whole thing's staged. They're not voting racially. They'd vote for a black patriot in about 1.5 seconds. after they stumbled over each other to get to the voting levers. But they just sell that, and so all these people that are fad-driven, that go out and do whatever the media, oh, ooh, Obama, he's got a mandate. Ooh, he can do whatever he wants. And the Republican leadership comes out and goes, I guess you've got your mandate. All right, we'll give you two big tax increases. And Obama says, I'll take full takeover. I want even more. I want the power of the purse. Hold on, we won't give you that. Okay, maybe. And I got control of the internet, too. All right, I guess you beat us. They're all paid for by the same globalist. When you get to that committee chairman level, that's why Boehner and Obama are always playing golf and smoking cigarettes, and they've been caught sneaking around drinking beer together. It's all a big joke. Those guys are, ah, let's go drink it. I mean, that's why they're propping him up. Newt Gingrich was the same deal. Are there some good Republicans in there? Yeah, there have been some good Democrats. But we're in a lot of trouble here. And so it's this idea of, oh, there's a precedent. Obama can do whatever he wants. Well, he won. That means give him the power of the purse. Oh, yeah, let's not have any separation of powers, any checks and balances. The truth is they can't sell any of the tickets. That's in the Washington Post. It's record low that they've ever recorded. No tickets, hotels, no one's booking to go to the inauguration. It was the biggest inauguration ever 4 years ago on record. Well, how many did they say? Like 5 million or something? I mean, it was ridiculous. The truth is Obama is completely unpopular, but they've got to act like, hey, everybody likes him. Hey, it's just like Bev Harris has said. She doesn't think we're going to ever have any real elections again until this turns around. So this was the most fraudulent she's ever seen, and she's nonpartisan. I mean, they just announced states before any votes were counted of the day. They announced Prop 37. Do you really believe that Californians didn't want stuff labeled when polls showed 2-1 they wanted it labeled? But magically, come on, folks. The fix is in. If the government, let me ask this question. I said this in the first hour, I'll say it again. If the government on record did tens of thousands of experiments, some of which each experiment involved thousands, our government, the Department of Energy, paid Israel the equivalent of, it was like $7, $8, $9 billion, it's in my film Endgame, off Israeli TV, this is declassified, to take poor Jewish children who were dark-skinned, the Sephardic Jews, who have more original genetic Jewish genetics than anybody, Middle Eastern Jews, North African Jews. Our government paid Israel to take 110,000 of them from 1959 to 1969, the ringworm children, and say, we're going to take you in to check you for fungus. Some of them they hit with so much radiation they died within days. Others are still alive with all their hair falling out and stuff and mentally retarded. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they had Department of Energy studies. Look them up, where over 4,000 U.S. foster kids were killed. In some cases, they would burn the kid so, because they were doing different tests, so hard they would be burned to the metal. Doctors that went public about it and said that they'd have to unstick them like an egg. Now, if the people running things will burn a kid for no reason, because it wasn't about testing radiation, it was about testing government scientists to see what they do. They get big groups of them in there in white lab coats and say, watch this, to see and mark down. Just like when FEMA comes to police departments and says, George Washington was a bad person. They got guys sitting there with notes watching everybody. Yeah, and freedom's bad, and they're watching the cops. And cops would agree. They're like, you're going up the chain, buddy. You want a federal job right now? We're going to take this country down. Oh, you don't like that? You're going to get kicked off the force right now. Yeah, it's our country. That's what this is all about. They come in there, and they're just sitting there. All right, we're going to fry this little kid right now. Little kids screaming in pain, burning, stuck to the metal. And the scientists are like, I'm out of here. This is pure evil. Oh, really? You're going to die in a car wreck next week, Bob. Oh, but all of you that got off on this, get ready to go upstairs. You're on an elevator going right to the top. TSA, yeah, you like taking women behind closed doors, sticking your hands down your pants? You're now in charge of this airport. But I'm a convicted felon. That's why we hired you. Welcome to the team. That's what Stalin, Hitler, all of them did. They hire criminals or hire criminal types. And we're now entering that vortex. So all of you that signed on to this system, you like injecting little kids with syphilis? How about polio and they get paralyzed? How about frying kids with radiation while they scream and cry and defecate all over themselves? Is that what you like? Well, that's who you worship. When you sign on to this New World Order, you've just signed on to hell and all that comes with it. Okay, I'm going to get to 2012, then I'll rush through your calls. But I am just absolutely telling you why I'm angry at these people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Okay, Joe in Pennsylvania that's been holding for an hour. Michael first, and then Jared and Andrew and Andy. I'm going to get to all of you, I promise, before this hour ends. I've got to get into 2012 and the Mayan apocalypse. And we're going to be covering this more in the next few days with the hard, cold facts. We're going to get into that in a moment. But first, let's just get through your calls real quick. By the way, when I talked about the Department of Energy, I saw a History Channel show. It had to be like 20 years ago when the History Channel was just firing up. And the joke was it was the Hitler Channel because all they were airing was old World War II films about the Department of Energy frying kids and how the kid, one kid got stuck to it. They cooked them so bad. And that's what they do it does. They sit there and see which scientist will get freaked out and leave, or others that go, well, it's for the greater good. In case we are nuked, we must know what this does. Whereas you could do it with guinea pigs or whatever. And if you understand secret experimentation, you understand it all. Because we have a global shadow corporate government that, of course, had to be shadow to get our money and operate with no oversight. And they are a scientific guild attempting to attain extended life with high-tech systems. They do not wish to be transferred to the public. Any technology allowed to be transferred to us any iPhone, any Android, any computer, any TV, any cable box, any DVR is an NSA globalist spy tool. They're all Trojan horses. You're not given anything, not any medicine, not anything, unless it's meant to hurt you. Because you are seen as a plague, as a virus that has to be exterminated. And you see him in the news saying that, telling you you're all going to die soon. The mega plague will be released, but it'll be an accident. You're prepared to die now. And you understand it's for the better. Just go home and die. Everyone's being prepped for this. And so I, you know, in a way, I hope all of you that serve this evil enjoy yourselves. Because if the globalists decide to pull the trigger on this and we're trying to stop them by getting the word out, you're dead. And I wish that you'd wake up before they kill you. Because, see, here's the deal. They could launch what will be the end of the world for you individually at any time. You know, if you get run over by a car, man, that's the end of the world for you. It's the old saying about depression. You know, one man's depression is another man's recession. Because if you've been out of a job for a year, or you had to take a job that paid you a third of what you were paid, you know, that's a depression. And they cooked these numbers out of Washington. It's admitted they're total frauds. They've never been this fraudulent. And yeah, people are waking up. You know, I see J.P. Morgan ads. I see Heritage Foundation ads on TV. I see these ads everywhere, on television, when I monitor it, and online, where America's going to be all right. Here's Ronald Reagan. You know, we're going to make it. You know, Thanksgiving's great. Brought to you by J.P. Morgan. You know, they want you to be positive. Well, so while they're killing you, you'll feel like everything's okay. Well, why don't you globalists just release a nerve gas that makes us feel euphoric while we die? You know, it's basically the same thing. You know, it's just so sick. And it's a bunch of competing agendas, even within the power structure. But whatever the most evil technology is of control, it will be seized on by someone in the structure. They will immediately be accelerated to the throne room of power. And then only the next most cunning combine will replace them. Until you have pure crystalline destruction in charge. Okay, Michael, did that answer your question from earlier? Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, that does answer the question, and hopefully you do an analysis on the fiscal cliff that Obama's talking about from this year and the one from last year where he's talking about cutting our budget and adding the science and stuff like that.
It's just all, thank you, sir. It's all total lies and propaganda. The lion's share of it goes to foreign banks, then the next largest share to defense, and the third largest share in entitlements to keep people dependent. I mean, it's that simple. Make it where you don't know how to catch fish. You got to get fish from them. Make it where you're totally dependent. And even though they're going to cut with inflation, how much you really get and your standards going to go down of living, you'll still only see the government as where you can make it. And, man, once they get us, they want to wreck the economy. That's every authoritarian wants to do that because it makes you dependent. Jared in Colorado, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's Jared from FEMA Region 8. I just was calling to say great show. There's a few things I wanted to talk about today. One was about guns. 2 years ago when I first started listening to you, I actually didn't have a gun. I was listening to you saying that they're coming out for a gun, so I went and got some. I really enjoy the Brothers in Arms segments that you're doing. When do you think you're going to be doing the next Brothers in Arms?
All right, here's the problem. Shane Steiner, Sid Steiner want to do it. We want to do it. There's the obvious liability issues of doing shows with firearms, but I can do the waivers. I just had to look at everything and for now at least decide that there's so many other big things. Like, I love going out and shooting guns. But I got a 50 cal I haven't shot yet. We need to get out there and shoot. It's awesome going out on the Steiner's 12,000 acre ranch. Those guys are the coolest guys you can hang around with. Just real people, you know, like eighth generation rodeoers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just good people, as good as it gets. I just don't ever have to. But yes, we plan on doing the show down the road and more gun reviews and things. Listen, here's the deal. I'm not here to just make money. If I wanted to just make money, I could go promote it and pack 5,000 room halls out and charge people $300 a head like Glenn Beck does and fly around a private jet. It horrifies me. You know, but you can't go rent that hall if you don't charge people at least $50 because then you lose money. So it's a catch-22. I've had all these biggest book deals, biggest publishers in the country, I say all, like seven or eight of them, come and say, okay, yeah, you want $500,000, you know, sign up, you know, retainer? Well, we'll get you the right ghostwriter. And before, I had a smaller publisher years ago, and the ghostwriters we had, it was not accurate. And I was like, no, I don't have time to write books. I mean, let's say I put out a book that 1 million people read, and I make $5 million. I don't want $5 million. Just to have $5 million. I'm going to put him on hold and explain this. I may have to go into overdrive today. I got to get into this 2012 issue. See, you ask questions that are... But then I realize if I go do events with 5,000 people and I land in a jet and I show it and I go out and I speak and I get Hollywood people I know to come be part of it, then the mainstream media will see it and then I'll be anointed and seen as this big star. It's like that's why I guess if you want, I'll wear a suit and tie. I guess if people want me to fly on a private jet, I can go make the money to do it. Snap my fingers and do it. Snap my fingers. And charge people $100 to come hear me speak all day long and speak to thousands, any city, any time, boom, done it over and over again. But I charge, you know, $10, $20, and then give half the money to local radio stations, stuff like that. And then I abhor, it's horrifying to think of going up on a stage with 5,000 people worshiping you. I mean, and again, I love them, I care about them, but I get more reclusive by the day. I'm just going to be honest, okay? I just don't like it. I want to sit around here at my office making films and doing things. Like, I bought real laser beams, and I've got something coming out nobody's done this week or next week. And I'm not even going to explain it to people. It's pretty ridiculous when you see this. I want to... And again, you raise a point. It's just something I'm thinking about. Like, I don't think that Glenn Beck has my phones tapped, okay? I know for a fact from people that worked at Fox News and were in and around Mercury Media that they had guys, like five guys assigned to tracking our show and what we do. And I see they take what we do and change it and, you know, make it profitable and do all this stuff. That's fine. I hope Glenn Beck makes $10 billion. I don't like the fact that Glenn Beck, over and over again, people are like, I can't come on your show or Glenn Beck won't have me on, they say. Or a sponsor. Well, you ought to hear what Glenn Beck was saying. Or, you know, Fox News people. Well, I was going to have you on, but Glenn Beck's going to throw a fit, you know, he says. Or, you know, Glenn Beck acting like I made something up about him. Or Glenn Beck implying that, you know, just out of the blue, you know, people said Charlie Sheen didn't go to the hospital over a hernia. And I happen to know that he had to go in and have surgery. I'd seen him when he'd had surgery on his hernia one time when he had his shirt off out at the pool. And I go, man, I've seen your hernia. You did go to the hospital because of that. Oh, I seen your hernia. They were in the shower having sex together. You know, just like, man, what is your problem? You were saying Glenn Beck. I mean, you were saying that Ron Paul was a piece of garbage and the army should be used against him. And there's no FEMA camps and all this stuff, you know, just 3 years ago, 4 years ago or less. And then now you go co-op the Liberty Convention and all these Hollywood stars that I happen to know were listeners of mine. Is it some of the same folks that run the whole Joe Rogan circle, that whole Hollywood troupe? And then it's doing shows with Glenn Beck. It's like you try to hold me down, you try to destroy Ron Paul, and then you go get Vince Vaughn, who's this big Ron Paul supporter and starting to wake up, and go get him over for you. That ruins me watching your success. And then evil parts of me go, well, I'll just go charge $300 for people to see me speak, and I'll fly around on a private jet and show everybody. And then I'll go do all these book deals, and I'll go have an imprint, and I'll show Glenn Beck. Maybe I'll sell out and go on national TV. But I already had those offers before Glenn Beck even came along. Again, Glenn Beck is not even on my radar screen, except for the fact that I know he's there working behind the scenes against me. And then becoming and siphoning everything and twisting what I've done. That is what I can't stand about Glenn Beck. Now, I've just gone off on a whole jag because he announced that I was on Drudge Report last week on air reading headlines, and I saw this reality show. Now, I wouldn't do a reality show. They'll twist it. I'd know it's him doing his own. And then I started reading it. And I'm like, I'll be a bald-headed monkey's uncle. That's not the exact idea I talked about privately, but that is something I was planning on announcing January 1st, basically something similar. Well, you know, we have contests over documentaries and contests, and, you know, I was building a studio so we could have studio audiences and looking at places to, you know, to do it in Austin and things. And I'm just like, you know, I don't think they've got my phones tapped, even though he's moved to Dallas and had people down here looking at houses in Austin near where I live. And even though I know he's got five guys, at least back in the old days, watching what I do, it is kind of Creepville, though. I mean, but maybe it's just that he's copied me so much and moved into the, quote, model we have. Our models, just get the word out any way you can, that's what's happening. And see, I just went into that whole thought area of my brain, because I then read the whole thing, and I was like, well, what? I mean, I better just announce everything here on air before he does it. Because, you know, I started putting clothes out a few years ago. I was looking at designer made in America jeans. But I guess that's common sense. Nobody's making jeans in America. Why shouldn't I? Boom. He does it. I'll just announce now I'm going to come out with Alex Jones art and prints. Okay, so down the road when he does it, you know, I said it first, you know, kind of like internet TV, all the rest of it. And I'm not, you know, the truth lives here. Glenn, the truth doesn't live with you. And listen, I'm glad that he's becoming more and more Alex Jones. Like I said, I influence these people, and that's a good thing. I just don't like the working against me and then acting like I'm working against him. Now, I've gone off into a pointless Glenn Beck rant. It's just, man, he tried to bring down Ron Paul as hard as he could. Ron Paul called him a demagogue. And then I happen to know that Glenn Beck, from my sources, has approached the Ron Paul camp about some stuff. And again, if I trusted him, if he came out and said, I'm sorry for attacking Ron Paul, I was wrong. And if he apologized about stuff he's done to other people like me, then I would be happy for his success. But let me tell you, success at my expense makes me really angry. I'll just leave it at that. And I'm totally ranting now. Okay, caller, thank you. I'll try to get to other callers after I cover this this whole 2012 thing. I will say we're going to announce something really big on Friday. I've got to accelerate this now because I tend to get procrastinate. I'm going to announce something, the biggest thing we've ever done contest-wise. I haven't decided if it's going to be a $100,000 prize or a $200,000 prize on Friday. Oh, and by the way, that's just the first prize. I'm thinking about making it a million. And I got to say it quick in case they do have my phones tapped. I mean, I don't have proof of that, but I mean, it's crazy. Or maybe the NSA gets the data, and then obviously he's been a government op in the past. They give it to him. I mean, I can't prove that. I've got to say everything I'm planning immediately on air now, because there's nothing worse than having an idea and then somebody else does it. But, you know, like five guys invented radio the same week. They all kind of just got their invention out at the same time. Marconi amongst them. So, I mean, that may be what it is. Great minds think alike. But let me tell you, it's getting weird. Just thank God he didn't get a house in Austin and got one in Dallas, because that would have been, this town's not big enough for the two of us. Just, I mean, and I could go into the whole list of just the terms, the specials, the way we promote things, just everything. Here's a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars who is literally sucking everything out of this operation and then twisting it when it comes out the other dirty end. All right, excuse me. We're going to skip this network break right here. I've got to do this start over. See, callers bring up something and then it's like, boop, a champagne cork pops and outsprays the contents. They bring up something, and then a whole data area that I've got. In fact, I shouldn't even have got into that on air. It's just because I get guilty, even though I know it's not envy or jealousy, because that's the worst thing for me. That's not big in my mind. It's kind of like the Jungle song. You can have anything you want, but you better not take it from me. Know what I mean? All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He's smiling at CJ. Oh, you're still blasted? Think it ought to be a $1 million prize? Well, that'll exhaust some of our funds, yeah. Well, it'll certainly get the word out. Wait till I... No, we need the million to fund the winner, you see. Because, see, winning the prize is just the beginning. Well, I mean, it's what Glenn Beck's doing, but you'll hear it from my perspective. What I was going to do, what I told people about, you know, hey, we ought to do this. It doesn't matter. I'm sure there's no surveillance of this operation. I'm sure the system wouldn't create a counterfeit. I'm sure, you know, that I go out on the street and almost every person I walk by is now a listener or watches us online one way or another. I mean, I'm sure that no one's co-opting that. I'm sure that's happening. Oh man. folks, you know me. I don't get up here and bash on Limbaugh. Or I don't get up here and bash on Savage. I don't get up and bash these guys. Sometimes, you know, when Limbaugh is saying arrest people that do drugs, I'm like, come on, dude. He doesn't do that as much now. I'm like, come on, that's pretty hypocritical. But I'm not in competition with him. But Glenn Beck has taken this really creepy interest in me and has tried to hurt me. And I don't want to hurt Glenn Beck, but I am close to really making a short film about him that will go directly at your audience, which is my audience. So I know you're all about dollars and cents, buddy, who brags about, you know, hanging out with Bill Gates or whatever. I'll get you didn't say his name on air. The point is, just get off my back. I'm telling you right now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into what's happening with the Mayan calendar. First off, let me get to this report right here on the document cam for viewers. David Stewart is in the top four or five Mayanist, as they're called, in the United States. He's at the University of Texas. Deciphers meaning of newly discovered monument that refers to 2012. And it says, Mayan used to date simply as a literary device. He grew up with parents that were archaeologists in the Yucatan Peninsula and the basin there in Mexico City and other areas. He is world-renowned Mayanist archaeologist. And he says it is simply the date to mean a new calendar begins or the end of an age or a new hearth to be lit, meaning a new sunrise. Now, it's funny he says this on the University of Texas website because I've been down to the archaeological sites. I've gone to local museums. I've sat there with Mayan archaeologists who are Mayan, and they've told me, no, none of this is true. It's made up by people in the 60s in the U.S. All it means is a new hearth. So even if you believe that it's going to be the end of the world, you have to understand that the Mayans never said that and never meant that. And the mainstream media hyping and pushing all of this, they know that it's all about just giving people something to cop out about. So that, oh, I'm not going to get involved, it's the end of the world anyways. And I've gone over this over and over again. And the people promoting all of this, you know, I'm just not doing this justice here. Because I know I'm running out of time, then I try to hurry up, and then I don't get to it all. Paul Watson's article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the point is, the people say it's Planet X. The people say it's Nibiru going to hit us. They say it's a comet, a meteor shower, a galactic plane, a pole shift. And it's all pure bull. But here's the big message. There could be a pole shift. There could be a giant asteroid hit us someday. There could be a tectonic event. The sun could send out a super flare and hit the earth and you know, burn one side of it to a crisp. And it would take hundreds of millions of years to come back, if ever. I mean, all of this is real threats. But we can never address the real threats of X-ray lasers and particle beams and the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider. We can never address any of this type of stuff, because we are always so busy hearing it's the rapture or it's the end of the world, Mayan calendar, and it's all pure bull. And that's what I had to say on that subject, and I'll get more into it after I take some of your calls. It's and then I'll read over some of the real threats. Our article gets into real threats to humanity. On the subject of my thought process of why the guy called up and said, why aren't you doing that gun show anymore? You know, seen by millions of people. Only did two episodes, very popular, very successful. Already had people calling up wanting to give us national gun shows right out of the gates, as I knew what happened. That's a question of if we would even do that. And you have all that stuff going on. And I'm like, yeah, but that a gun show would just make money. And I don't want to just make money. But then the argument is, well, if you make a bunch of money, then you could spend it on other projects. And it's just that I enjoy fighting the globalist and covering things more than I do just making money. But then there's the issue of, then I got to spend all day promoting other things to make money. So I need to make as much money as I can to really get in the face of the globalist. So maybe that's the answer. But then to do that, you've got to put on airs. You've got to act arrogant. You've got to act powerful in front of people. I mean, so much of this is like ooga booga tribal stuff where you've got to strut around with an entourage of police and you've got to get off the private jet and you've got to court Hollywood people, which I can certainly do, and get them to come out for you. And you've got to play ball. Well, I don't want to just play ball so I can be, you know, get out there, because that will distort my message. But yes, you know, maybe I should do the book deals. Maybe I should. See, the one thing I did decide to do, and I'll tell you about it on Friday. The one thing I did decide to do is get a bunch of filmmakers together, because I make great documentaries that have been very successful, but I just don't have time running everything and doing radio and news to do it, and getting filmmakers together, because I know and have the sources in Hollywood, in spades, to actually get films into theaters in a test, have them sell out, then they go to more screens. See, what happened is when I watched Dinesh D'Souza do that and make $20 million off a film that I could do better than, it was still well done. I don't agree with the premise, the whole premise of it. Obama's a globalist, not an anti-colonialist. He's an anti-traditional colonialist, and then he wants global banker balkanization. Like, you balkanize the countries and play them off against each other, but have an overall overreaching globalism above it. I said, you know, well, okay, we need to come out and actually find the filmmakers and maybe produce three films a year and put them on the circuit and pay the money, because you got to pay money to up front to get them in the right theaters and get them promoted. I mean, I could take films with $500,000 budgets and then spend another $500,000 on promotion. Guaranteed, even if they were, quote, failures, they'd make $5 million. And so I was already planning to launch all this, and I'm sure Beck went in also, you know, smart guy, saw all that and is going with that. But my model's better. My model's much better and much quicker. So there'll be a race now to see who can get these films out the fastest and the best. So that's it. That's what's going on. And, you know, with Beck, you'll get a Dinesh D'Souza, the Republicans are going to save us, Obama's a, you know, communist from Kenya, or a guy originally from Kenya but born here, but roots in Kenya, who just doesn't like capitalism and freedom. No, he's a mega bank front guy who wants to shut down all their competition and carry out eugenics in the third world, posing as an anti-colonialist to sell and fool people, you know, and saying they're behind the Arab Spring to liberate people when it's to put radicals in. So I kind of got off into that whole thought process. But on Friday, we will make the announcement. We'll make the announcement. The one reason I procrastinated is you start getting into millions of dollars. I got to go to the lawyers. I got to make, because we paid out on every contest. We've had like 20 of them or more for films and documentaries and short films and promos and activism. But when I do this, you know, this is a, again, I've been talking about it for about 3-4 months. It's the way to go, because if something will make a ton of money, which I can put back into the fight, and reach millions, now that's where I'm at. See, a book that gets read by a million people, and that's about as big as they get in nonfiction, that, you know, that makes you $5 million, you know, the person, you know, the author. Well, I mean, what am I, you know, I don't care about the $5 million. I care about a million people. Well, if I could put out a 10-minute video, take the one with my son, The Secret Terrorists Don't Want You to Know. Just Google that. I'm going to have it posted back on the front page of InfoWars.com. That'll probably end up getting seen by 500,000 people. A year from now, probably it'll be a million. See, it makes me no money, but it reaches a million people. Put me in that briar patch all day. See, I want hearts and minds. I want to defeat the globalists. Okay, you understand that? I'm happy in my 4-bedroom house. I don't want a 20-bedroom house or a helicopter. You understand the difference? I want to defeat the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.